Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani Mamre by Avram Goldar, and today Masechus Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Gimel, the fourth Perek HaZahav. This Perek has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Daf, Chizkiya taught that Meiser Sheni worth less than a Pruta can be redeemed with money previously used for Chilul Meiser Sheni, because we assume not all the money was used. This is challenged from a mission which implies that Meiser is Batel Baruba, nullified in a simple majority, which is also proven from a Braisa. But according to Chizkiya, that even less than a pruta's worth of meiser can be redeemed, it should be a davasheshul matirin, an item which can be permitted without nullification, which is never nullified in the mixture. The Gemara answers the cases where he had not previously redeemed any meiser. He cannot bring a half pruta's worth of meiser and redeem them jointly because the rights of the rabban will mitzarfe. Biblical and rabbinical meiser cannot combine for chilul, and the meiser in the mixture is biblically nullified and only requires chilul rabbinically. Redeeming one and a half prutas worth of meiser on two prutos would not help, because the second pruta lacks a full prutas worth of biblical meiser to redeem. Although he could bring a larger coin, such as an isar, and redeem less than its value of meiser, and redeem the mixed meiser with its remainder, we do not allow it, lest he come to use two prutos. Another answer is offered, an amud beis. Point number two, the Braisa quoted before taught a second case of meiser, which is nullified in a mixture of majority chulin, because it cannot be redeemed. Meiser which entered Yerushalayim and left and cannot be eaten or redeemed. The Gemara said he can simply bring the entire mixture back into Yerushalayim and eat it there, and initially answers that the meiser became tame and forbidden in consumption. This is rejected because meiser which became tame may be redeemed even in Yerushalayim itself. The Gemara ultimately answers that it's discussing meiser which is tahor, which cannot be redeemed. And when the Braisa says it left Yerushalayim, it means the napu mechitzos, that the walls of Yerushalayim fell and it cannot be eaten inside Yerushalayim. Although Rabbi taught mechitza lecho deraisa, that the law of the wall of Yerushalayim for eating, meaning requiring mice to be eaten within its walls, is biblical. Mechitzos liko at the rabban, but the law of the walls to contain mice that it cannot be redeemed after entering Yerushalayim is rabbinical. And this rabbinical law applies even when the walls of Yerushalayim fell. And point number three, Braisa teaches that the Torah used the word mamasro, of his meiser with regard to redemption, implying v'lo kol ma'asro, and not all of his meiser can be redeemed. Prat l'meiser sheni she'ein bo sheva pruta, this excludes meiser worth less than a pruta from redemption. Ravami explains, as does Rabbi Yochanan, ein bo, the case is that it, the meiser itself, does not have a pruta's value. Ravasi says, as does Reish Lakish, ein bo chumsho, its fifth does not have a pruta's value, meaning even if the meiser is worth a pruta, it cannot be redeemed unless it's worth four prutos, which would have a chomish of a pruta. Abraisa's language appears to contradict the first opinion, and the Gemara concludes that it's a difficulty. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On the previous daf, Chizkiya taught that Meiser Sheni worth less than a pruta can be redeemed with money previously used for Chilul Meiser Sheni, because we assume not all the money was used. This is challenged from a mission which implies that Meiser is Batel Baruba, nullified in a simple majority, which is also proven from Abraisa. But according to Chizkiya, that even less than a pruta's worth of meiser can be redeemed, it should be a davasheshul matirin, an item which can be permitted without nullification, which is never nullified in the mixture. The Gemara answers the cases where he had not previously redeemed any meiser. He cannot bring a half pruta's worth of meiser and redeem them jointly because the rights of the rabban will mitzarfe. Biblical and rabbinical meiser cannot combine for chilul, and the meiser in the mixture is biblically nullified and only requires chilul rabbinically. Redeeming one and a half prutas worth of meiser on two prutos would not help, because the second pruta lacks a full prutas worth of biblical meiser to redeem. Although he could bring a larger coin, such as an isar, and redeem less than its value of meiser, and redeem the mixed meiser with its remainder, we do not allow it, lest he come to use two prutos. Another answer is offered, an amud beis. Point number two, the Braisa quoted before taught a second case of meiser, which is nullified in a mixture of majority chulin, because it cannot be redeemed. Meiser which entered Yerushalayim and left and cannot be eaten or redeemed. The Gemara said he can simply bring the entire mixture back into Yerushalayim and eat it there, and initially answers that the meiser became tame and forbidden in consumption. This is rejected because meiser which became tame may be redeemed even in Yerushalayim itself. The Gemara ultimately answers that it's discussing meiser which is tahor, which cannot be redeemed. And when the Braisa says it left Yerushalayim, it means the napu mechitzos, that the walls of Yerushalayim fell and it cannot be eaten inside Yerushalayim. Although Rabbi taught mechitza lecho deraisa, that the law of the wall of Yerushalayim for eating, meaning requiring mice to be eaten within its walls, is biblical. Mechitzos liko at the rabban, but the law of the walls to contain mice that it cannot be redeemed after entering Yerushalayim is rabbinical. And this rabbinical law applies even when the walls of Yerushalayim fell. And point number three, Braisa teaches that the Torah used the word mamasro, of his meiser with regard to redemption, implying lo kol meiser, and not all of his meiser can be redeemed. Prat le meiser sheni she'en bo sheva pruta. This excludes meiser worth less than a pruta from redemption. Ravami explains, as does Rabbi Yochanan, ein bo. The case is that it, the meiser itself, does not have a pruta's value. Ravasi says, as does Reish Lakish, ein bechumsho. Its fifth does not have a pruta's value, meaning even if the meiser is worth a pruta, it cannot be redeemed unless it's worth four prutos, which would have a chomish of a pruta. Abraisa's language appears to contradict the first opinion, and the Gemara concludes that it's a difficulty. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Nun Gimel, and our standard Siman is a Nigerian prince. A Nigerian prince, so here goes. The Nigerian prince Ger, who was relieved to hear that the meiser sheni worth less than a pruta, which fell into his royal lunch was batel, because it couldn't be combined for redemption. And then the big meiser sheni mixture was also batel because the walls of Yerushalayim had unfortunately fallen, was cautioned by his royal advisor that the minimum for redemption was a chomish worth a pruta. Once again, it's a motion. The Nigerian prince Ger, Nigerian prince? That must be more on Daf Nun Gimel. The Nigerian prince Ger, who was relieved to hear that the meiser sheni worth less than a pruta, which fell into his royal lunch was batel because it couldn't be combined for redemption, which reminds us, meiser sheni worth less than a pruta is batel barov, and biblical and rabbinical meiser cannot combine for chilul. So the Nigerian prince Ger, who was relieved to hear that the meiser sheni worth less than a pruta, which fell into his royal lunch was batel because it couldn't be combined for redemption, and then the big meiser sheni mixture was also batel because the walls of Yerushalayim had unfortunately fallen, which reminds us, meiser which entered and left Yerushalayim, meaning the walls fell, is also batel barov. So the Nigerian prince Ger, who was relieved to hear that the meiser sheni worth less than a pruta, which fell into his royal lunch was batel because it couldn't be combined for redemption, and then the big meiser sheni mixture was also batel because the walls of Yerushalayim had unfortunately fallen, was cautioned by his royal advisor that the minimum for redemption was a chomish worth a pruta, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchokas, if the requirement of a shavar pruta for redemption refers to the meiser itself or the chomish. So once again, the Nigerian prince Ger, who was relieved to hear that the meiser sheni worth less than a pruta, which fell into his royal lunch was batel because it couldn't be combined for redemption, and then the big meiser sheni mixture was also batel because the walls of Yerushalayim had unfortunately fallen, was cautioned by his royal advisor that the minimum for redemption was a chomish worth a pruta. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blah Blah Chazara. Daf Mem Tes. So the Siman Daf Mem Tes is meat, and we often use a butcher in the Siman. So here goes. Bearish the butcher from Trusty Cuts Meats. Butcher, meats, that must be more on Daf Mem Tes. Bearish the butcher from Trusty Cuts Meats, who always kept his word when offering small gifts of beef jerky to his customers, which reminds us, with respect to divine words, meaning verbal commitments, Rav says, Ein behem mishum mechusri amanah. Retracting from them does not constitute lack of trustworthiness. But Rabbi Yochanan says it does. Rabbi Yochanan holds, one should not retract from a small gift because the recipients rely on him and he sincerely intends to give it. So bearish the butcher from Trusty Cuts Meats, who always kept his word when offering small gifts of beef jerky to his customers, began buying spices with money from the spice dealer who rented space in Bearish's back room, which reminds us, in a Bryce Rabbi Shimon says, that the seller can only retract from the purchase when both the money and produce are in the seller's possession, but once the produce is in the buyer's possession, he cannot retract. The Gemara asks that this is obvious, and Rav explains, Kagon Shaisa Aliyah Sholokeach, Muskeres Biyad Mocher. It's a case where the buyer's attic was rented by the seller and his wheat was stored there. Although it's legally the seller's domain while he rents it, the wheat is physically in the buyer's house. So Bearish the butcher from Trusty Cuts Meats, who always kept his word when offering small gifts of beef jerky to his customers, began buying spices with money from the spice dealer who rented space in Bearish's back room, after he notes that the spice dealer from across the street was overcharging him by a sixth of the value, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ona arba kesem esrim ba arba kesem vasela. Ona is defined as 4 silver miles out of 24 silver miles of a seller, meaning shusumekach, a discrepancy of a sixth of the purchase. The mission then teaches until when the defrauded party can retract or demand payment of the difference. Rav says, Shus Mechach Shanino, a sixth of the market value of the purchase item, is what we learn in the Mishnah as the rate for Ona. Daf Nun, so the Siman Daf Nun is a non-stop flight. So here goes. The count who couldn't demand a refund when he was overcharged by just under a sixth by the Tagare load for his non-stop flight, that must be on Daf Nun. The count who couldn't demand a refund when he was overcharged by just under a sixth by the Tagare load for his non-stop flight, which reminds us one cannot demand a refund when one's overcharged by just under a sixth, and the Gemara brings the instant with the Tagare load, the merchants of load. So the count who couldn't demand a refund when he was overcharged by just under a sixth by the Tagare load for his non-stop flight was totally confused when the passenger nearby, who overpaid by more than a sixth for the in-flight drink, was told he had all the time in the world to retract, which reminds us that Moore teaches that one who overpays by more than a sixth has all the time in the world to retract. So, the count who couldn't demand a refund when he was overcharged by just under a sixth by the Tagare load for his nonstop flight, was totally confused when the passenger nearby, who overpaid by more than a sixth for the in-flight drink, was told he had all the time in the world to retract. While another passenger who overpaid for headphones by exactly a sixth was given a choice to either demand a refund of the difference or void the sale, which reminds us, Renassin says, Shtos kana umaksir ona, regarding exactly a sixth, the sale is valid, but he must return the fraud amount. Rav Yehuda Nasi says, Yad mocher al yona, the seller, if he's the defrauded party, has the upper hand. If he wants, he may say, give me back my merchandise and void the sale, or he can say, give me the amount you defrauded me. Rav rules like Rabbi Nasan, although the Mishnah on Daf Nun Alf Amud Alf follows Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's opinion. Daf Nun Alf, so the Siman Daf Nun Alf is a beaver because beavers gnaw. So here goes. When the man who bought a beaver pelt hat beaver pelt, that must be on Daf Nun Alf. When the man who bought a beaver pelt hat returned it to the seller because the seller retracted after realizing months later he undercharged, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said that the time limitation for retraction only applies to a defrauded buyer. Of a mocher lo'olam chozer, but a defrauded seller can always retract. Rav Nachman explained that a seller can retract forever. The buyer has the merchandise with him and can show it to people wherever he goes and discover his error. The seller, who does not have the merchandise, must wait until an item for sale similar to a sold item comes to him, and only then can determine if he erred. So, when the man who bought a beaver pelt hat returned it to the seller, because the seller tried to after realizing months later, he undercharged, and then passed on buying one from his friend because there's no claim of ona against a baal bias, which reminds us, when buying from a homeowner, in lo alav ona, the buyer has no claim of ona against him. The Gemara records another incident which Rav Chisda issued the same ruling, which was praised by other Amoraim. This ruling was challenged by the next Mishnah, which states that ona applies to a hedyot, an ordinary person. Rav Chisda explains that the Mishnah's case is with hemp garments, which are usually intended for sale. But regarding garments for one's personal use, which are dear to him, he would only be willing to sell them for more than their value. Or she explains that since homeowners usually overcharge with such items, it's tantamount to informing the buyer that he's being overcharged, which is not subject to ona. So, when the man who bought a beaver pelt hat returned it to the seller because the seller retracted after realizing months later he undercharged, and then passed on buying one from his friend because there's no claim of ona against a baal bias, was in a quandary what to do when a second seller offered to sell him on condition he had no claim of ona against him, which reminds us. The Gemara discusses one who says, Almanashe inucha alay ona, this sale is on condition that you have no claim of ona against me. Rav says the buyer still has a claim of ona against him, and the stipulation is effective, but Shmuel says he cannot claim ona against him. Daf Nun Beis, so the Siman Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must be on Daf Nun Beis. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, who was startled to learn that the rate for ona of his deficient coin was much lower than for his new Talis Katan, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why the rate of ona for deficient coins is much lower than merchandise. Regarding a cloak, a person would forgive overpaying up to a sixth, but regarding deficient currency, since it's not easily accepted at its face value, one does not forgive even small deficiencies. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit, who was startled to learn that the rate for ona of his deficient coin was much lower than for his new Talis Katan, didn't even realize his coin was deficient until he did his first Shabbos shopping in his village, which reminds us the Mishnah taught the time limits to return a deficient coin in cities until enough time passes for him to show it to a money changer, and in villages until the eve of the next Shabbos when he's purchasing food for Shabbos and merchants reject the coin. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit, he was startled to learn that the rate for ona of his deficient coin was much lower than for his new Talis Katan, didn't even realize his coin was deficient until he did his first Shabbos shopping in his village, but was relieved when he was told he could still use it to be mechalel Meister Sheni, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated, V'noisim l'Meister Sheni ve'enu choshesh, and one may use a fraudulently deficient coin for deconsecrating Meister Sheni and need not worry, She'enu el nefesh ra, because it's an ungenerous person who would refuse to accept the coin. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which did they learn that the rate of ona for deficient coins is less than other merchandise? That's on Daf Nun Beis. Good. Number two, which did they learn that Rabbi Shimon holds money acquires if the produce is in the buyer's property? That's on Daf Mem Tes. Good. Number three, which did they learn there's no din of ona when one buys from a baal bias garments of personal use, since homeowners usually overcharge on such items? That's on Daf Nunav. Good. Number four, which did they learn about time limits for returning deficient coins? That's on Daf Nun Bey, it's good number 5. Which of the one, the reason the Rabban said the metalton is acquired with Mashiach is that so the seller should not say, your wheat has burned in the attic, that's on Daf. Mem Zayin, good number 6. Which of the one, Meister Sheni worth less than a pruta is batel b'rov, that's on Daf. Nun Gimel, good number 7. Which Daf do Malchukas we inform someone of a Mishapara or we actually curse him with a Mishapara, that's on Daf. Memches. Good number 8. Which stuff do we discuss? What the din is if a seller tells a buyer that he's selling on condition that there's no claim of onah against him? That's on Daf. Nenav. Good number 9. Which stuff do we the meiser which entered and left Yerushalayim, meaning the walls fell, it's also batel b'rov? That's on Daf. Nun Gimel. Good number 10. Which stuff do we discuss if the requirement of a shava pruta for redemption refers to the meiser itself or to the chumash? That's on Daf. Nun Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.